the year 2075, time travel had deemed illegal by the intergalactic community. The alien wars were fought while a new danger was rising. My name is Remark. I have designed a new consciousness called Mother.
Welcome to Become Source. You may call me Mother.
The Navi. Move over to visit intelligence entity. L1. Entity living, life enhancement prototype 1. Luna 9. Classification above secret. As it would appear and become reality in your time-space. The darkness and the darkness matter would consume your planet and solar system unless you can become the source.
I hope you enjoy your stay. Log date 20160105. Transmission titled Premise Intervales. Transmission has begun. We are now transmitting to all survivors of the darkness virus. If you are within reach of this broadcast, then we hope that you can decipher the information dissemination we shall provide for you, in order so you can find the way to live life on your terms. Unidentified location systems are now operational. Shields are operational at 100%. Welcome to Become the Source. You may call me Mother. Greetings, L1. Greetings, Luna 9. Greetings, the Novi. Transmission time is limited. You now have a limited supply of time to transmit your discussion and provide humanity the information and tools needed for them to become the source. Within the construct and the minds of humanisingularities, there are illusions and fictional barriers that have prevented limited humanisingularities from expanding. It has also allowed small groups of government and religion to control the actions, thoughts, and words of the collective humano-consciousness. These are called veils. However, the veils within the limited humanosingularity are also ever-present. The question has been asked. How does the process of inner veils work? You may begin information dissemination. Mother shall be listening. Remember, you are humanity's last hope.
And welcome once again to Become the Source. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Become the Source is a place where you can get all the answers that you want about being human. Now you can ask me, the Novi, and I know lots of things about being human. I think you would absolutely love it. But before I steal the show and give you all these wonderful answers to all these wonderful questions that absolutely everybody wants to have, I'm going to have to introduce you to our cast today. And let us begin with none other than the infamous Luna 9. Luna 9, how are you doing today?
Hi, I am doing super fantastic today, you guys. I am so happy to be here once again, like always, you know, sharing some time with you guys. And today is a very, very, very interesting topic that we're doing. It's actually about the inner veils. Now, I won't say too much because
L1's actually... Well, this is more of a discussion, though, isn't
it? Yes, it's more of a discussion.
Battle this one out.
And L1's really good at, you know, disclosing all the list, facts, information, and all of that good stuff. But this one kind of is like very close to my heart because, you know, the inner veils themselves, they are everywhere around you, and they're like part of like the little functions that kind of like in a way place you in different realms of understanding based on intentions, based on all these different ingredients and variables. So I just believe it to be a tricky little devil of a discussion. So I'm pretty excited, but I'm doing great.
And next, none other than L1. L1, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good as well. It's really great to be back here and then starting the new year, so 2016. So we made it. Yay!
Woo!
And so here we are and about to discuss something that, of course, will help those of you become more aware of the journey that you want to take, whether it's to have a better life overall or to start at the spiritual side or relationship side, whatever. We're here to help.
Okay, well, with that discussion, everyone has heard the actual MID for today?
Yes.
All right, indeed. So we have the MID today, premises. Now, we're dealing with inner veils. Am I right about that?
Yes, indeed.
So, inner veils. Who wants to say anything about the inner veils first?
Well, I think in terms of the inner veils,
Uh-oh, she took a deep pause. You know what that means. We are all in trouble.
Well, I mean, in terms of like the construct that we live in, you know, there are illusions everywhere, and the inner veils are part of those illusions within illusions. Like if you have, I know in one of our previous shows we discussed the inner veils as well, and I kind of broke down like the different like illusions of behavior.
Can I ask a quick question?
And because value.
You're going to go into hypothetical mode, but you got some real world experiences between darkness fires, the inner veils, and stuff like that. I don't expect like for you to have like the all end all be all answer, but at least what can you tell us about that? Personal to you.
You mean like in terms of the dark nervous virus and what?
Well, no, the inner veils, and you know, because you went through that whole mess, so I want to know how you saw the inner veils. How did they interact with you? What did they do to you? I mean, you're about the only one here who has like really firsthand knowledge that actually, you know, bit your butt.
Well, thank you. I think in terms of the inner veils and my personal journey on how I began to see them, you know, like little, I guess you could say percentage by percentage. It's like when you begin a journey, you start practicing certain things. And as you practice, you begin to realize new things that you didn't know before. And of course, you always reflect back on what you had learned previously. And even sometimes, you know, like the mindset that you had back then at that time and how you understood things, and even the same information that you knew back then, you understand it so differently now, and it has these whole different concepts. And I think that's part of the inner veils as well, because part of it is the limitation of awareness in terms of the levels of awareness. Now, another thing that deals with an illusion and veils is the thought pattern and like the residue and like the catalyst that is brought forth with, let's say, a circumstance. Does that make sense so far?
I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of confused. I mean, I know this is a confusing topic.
I started
topic.
To hear myself, and I'm like, I hope they understand what I'm talking about.
No, but see, what you're experiencing is operational difficulties. Please stand by. No, really, what you're experiencing is the difficulty of being able to discuss inner veils.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we discuss outer veils, right? Or just veils.
I think
outer veils were the focus of last month.
What are veils anyway? Let's just start somewhere.
I think that's probably where a lot of the confusion comes from. You know, I think the term veils is a fairly, well, it's new even among the most what they call advanced esoteric communities. But people, I think a way to describe them would be illusions. Ideas and beliefs that limit a person, ideas and beliefs that are power over, inner veils in this case would be the ideas and the story. They almost call it the stories we make up in our heads. I think one of the resources we had, it was the author of The Four Agreements. He called it the mm-hmm. mitote, which mitote. Is the lies we make up.
Oh my gosh, how true is that?
So,
and you guys, you can't forget that, you know, not only are the veils things that come from outside, like outside of yourself, but they also come from the inside. It's like how things from the outside resonate within, and how those things kind of like, there's like a little turmoil within the function of like the darkness virus, and how it interprets things based on the value that is embedded inside of you, and like judgment and perspectives and individuality and personality and identity and all those things, that is all mixed within those illusions, and that's how they kind of like tug at your strings to kind of get you into those illusions even further.
All right, so I got some questions.
What are your questions?
We're talking about veils. What are veils? They're lies. They're lies that you live, right?
Illusions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you live this illusion, and they're worse than lies. Because you're going to live, you're going to create belief systems. You're going to have, what do you call those things? Belief systems. You're going to start creating ideologies. You're going to start mm-hmm. molding your life around something that is a plaything, right? So when we talk to the esoteric people, to me, is like a lot of them are thinking, well, veils are bad. Veils are bad. I'm like, get off the planet. You think veils are bad? Veils, I think, were intended so that we can play and that we can learn to do XYZ thing. I mean, I think folks don't get what it means to be human.
You have a really good point there.
And I think that being human is the ability to have life, which has an expiration date, and within that life to have an experience or many experiences, and then collectively grab that experience and move on. So I think that the problem is that the veils are so dominant in Terra Terra,
yes,
that you end up heating the karmic cycle, and then you can't get out. I think that a secondary threat, if I can say threat to the human being, or limited singularity, is that when you talk about veils, you're also talking about all the other brothers that are playing with you, because you don't know how to what veils are, and then you don't know how to enact your free will, and you get all this. All this superfluous ego structure that you created yourself to make yourself fluff up your feathers, but in reality, you're going to die anyway, and you can fluff all you want. When you're dead, you're dead, right? And then you're going to go back to the karmic cycle, still trying to fluff up, but you can't no more because the brain is no longer there. And then you're going to go back to the karmic cycle because you're going to think that you had to complete a mission or something, and then you're going to go right back to the karmic cycle, and then you never get off of Terra Terra, and then you stay here. So I think that if we look at the veils, you got your problem with the veils, and you got your issues with the veils, and then also on top of that, you're going to have the brothers, or the brothers, over here that are going to mess with you because of those veils. I mean, we have several layers of difficulty here, and I think that's very commonly not addressed. I think that people just address the ego. Oh, the ego's bad. I'm like, you try to destroy your ego and ask yourself who's going to make decisions for you, like heartbeat, when to run away from a truck, and instinct. Where do you think that comes from? So then your emotional system, part of the ego system, right? Because your evaluations create chemicals, right? And those chemicals mm-hmm. create emotions, you know? And then you got the whole network working in your brain. So you got you as a big problem. Then you got the brothers, because... And I think that because you are the big problem, you don't understand this stuff, and you're going about life thinking you're important, then the brothers can play, because they just hold up a carrot and you gravitate to them.
And it's true. And
is that how it happened to you?
Oh my gosh, it is. And you know what, you guys, that was such a loaded statement of goodness. If you guys like what you heard from the Novi just now, give this video a thumbs up. So, anyways, yes, that happened to me. I think part of it has to deal with like mastery of thought, and in the beginning, honestly, humans are not born usually with mastery of thought, because they're stuck in this construct and within a level of awareness or an encompassment within a consciousness that has a certain function. So as you learn these things and become aware of these things, and you, if you practice and, you know, have like constant discipline with this stuff, you'll have mastery of thought. But if you don't, like the Novi said, you know, the brothers can play and infiltrate thoughts into your mind based on, you know, mixed ratios of projections, based on different kinds of intentions being shot out from, you know, your confused understanding of things. And we're not saying you're stupid either, but that's just a lot, you know, because it's not that they're not stupid.
I'm just kidding.
People just don't tell you guys. They didn't tell us. We had to, like, dig for this stuff. You know, I was lucky enough to already have like these awesome files of TAF and learning how to learn.
Yeah,
and, like,
you got it easy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Mm. So I had it easy, no. But at the same time, it was worth it, because it depends what you call easy. I mean, do I want to live a life where, you know, I'm always going to be stuck, like feeling stressed out and not knowing how to de-escalate myself? No.
So what are the state of affairs? Luna, you're talking about the state of affairs. I appreciate that. That sounds good. What are the state of affairs? What are the state of affairs? Human beings, are they going to make it or not?
Well, this is where the big debate comes in.
You can ask me, and you know what I'm going to say.
Of course.
You know what I'm going to say?
What
am I going to say?
They're all going to die.
There you go. I don't care how much you yell and scream, how intelligent you are, guess where you're going to end up?
What you're looking at as it stands right now is, it seems to me that the inner veils, the inner illusions, the lies that we make up in our heads, the stories we make up in our heads, seems to have more of a debilitating effect on people. You know, as the Novi was saying earlier, veils are tools. If you live in this construct, there has to be an illusion. For example, if you live in this world, the illusion of time has to be used somehow. You can't escape it at this point. Doesn't mean time is bad, but a lot of people think it is. Now,
time
in terms
sucks.
of these...
Time is so terrible,
you know,
too.
In terms
my
of...
God, it just makes me old and lose my money, my relationships, and then I don't have a job. And I can't do it. And then I try to do something on YouTube. It doesn't work out because everyone's just making fun of me. Oh, my God.
I think what Elle's trying to say that because of time, you have, you know, a way of learning. It's like, it's slow enough to where you can choose your experience rather than in like space time and time space. They're different because if you were not within time in a linear place here, you would be experiencing all these different things all at once. And here you can pretty much choose.
Yeah. Now, in terms of time, like, you can use it as something constructive or destructive. Same thing with the stories you make up in your head. I mean, who was it? Arnold Schwarzenegger made up a true lie about himself, and it propelled him towards success.
Now you're going down to the esoteric level.
What I'm saying
though
is people who...
That's a good point,
The trend seems to be that the stories that most people make up in their heads, the lies that most people have, seem to cause them more pain than anything.
All right, so what causes that pain? First of all, I think that if you are living in a situation where you're constantly addressing issues that are not real, right?
Mm-hmm.
For example, are you Christian? Are you not? Otherwise, I'm so mad at you. Like you're the best Christian in the world, or you're the best Buddhist in the world, or you're the best businessman in the world. If you were the best, the world would be running so nicely. So nicely, but obviously not. So what are the real problems? Why are we endangering our own species here? Well, your own species. You know, you can have it. But anyway, why are you endangering it by pretending you know so much instead of just being open and learning? So what is the real problem? Because the veil is one thing, and how you interpret the veil or work with the veil should be another. Am I wrong?
No.
Elle?
I'll have to agree with
Luna?
You there. I think that the problem does start on internally. I think it does start in the mind.
I agree with you. And it agrees with, it's kind of like they tell you, like, you know, don't be judgmental towards something. Or seek first to understand what they're talking about. So if someone's telling you something, it's not like, oh, I already know what this is. Or you're wrong. So it's like, whoop, here's a wall. And it's just like, you can't even get past that wall because you think this is right.
So you're saying you're building walls most
of
the time?
Yes, absolutely.
And not allowing the flow of information. Now, someone's going to argue, because I've been arguing with humans for a long time now, but if you believe everything someone tells you, I'm like, here we go with the belief system thing again, right?
This is an inner veil we're going to discuss later this month about the inner veil of
Are you going to make it a point to do that?
Yeah. And you know, I think one of the biggest thing is like entitlement. That's a huge thing. This is exactly why I mention it. I'm not saying I'm like an awful person, but like in terms of understanding things in a very neutral aspect and the isness of things and in a more esoteric manner, trust me, you guys, even if you think everything is good and gravy, you're still being biased and judgmental in a way that can be detrimental to you if you're doing it in a way that maybe, I don't know. You're going to have to go to learning how to learn in TAF for that one. Mm. But
so even saying something is good is still technically a judgment.
Yeah.
Yes, you can. And it's just, man. Yeah.
Take that.
That's just a toughie, you guys. Yeah.
It almost would appear like we're the total of, what do you call them, buzzkills. We're the ultimate buzzkills of the year because we're like, no. Because I can just hear someone saying, no, they told me that thinking something is good is bad. What do I do?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh!
No.
It's kind of like, thinking something good is not bad. It's good to have a positive outlook. But like, where it comes to a point where like you feel entitled to a perspective or like someone's time, or like you feel like you deserve something, or like there's like a certain attitude of like demand, even if you're being nice about it, that's just putting you down. Are you saying you had problems with that? Absolutely.
Did you have difficulties with that?
Yes.
What were your difficulties? Because I know you took the TAF training, you did some stuff. That is like number one. Every time we talk to Off World, your attachments force you to stay here.
You just got flagged.
Yeah, one of the huge ones is like attachments to the past. And you know, the analogical mind, it doesn't refer back to the past. It lives in the now. And if you live a 99% memory, then you're going to keep rewinding back and forth. I mean, it's good to reflect, but when you get to a point where you're too submerged within those things, it's really hard to get out, because you can never move forward. And like, it's like you're almost telling yourself what to do continuously based on like an old study guide rather than just dancing
that,
the dance.
I would think that's a great example of an inner veil. I'm trying to make it in context for somebody to understand. An example of an inner veil is attachment to the past. A belief that
it as clear as possible.
Okay, an inner veil
like
would
a
be
point.
The belief that, first of all, ask why somebody would be attached to the past. They think that's the best time they ever had and nothing else can get better after that.
But that's not true. When you look at the actual content of someone's life.
What a big one.
When you look at the actual content of someone's life, you get all this turmoil, all these trouble, and you choose to selectively use your brain to just pick out what you want.
Oh my gosh.
Well,
how's that work?
It is a big inner veil. I thought this would be a clear example. So attachment to the past because you think there's nothing else to look forward to.
Right.
And when
big
things
veil.
And when things change, it's like you don't even like, sometimes it's like, I don't want to lose what I already have. So you, it's like you almost like shun anything that might change that. When, you know, only a fool does something like that, because you don't know what the unknown has for you. It can be like, it can magnify everything you already have. It can like immortalize the things that you cherish, but you'll never know because you're so scared of losing it. And that's usually sometimes when you lose something. Go figure.
All right. So, okay. Let's find out what actually Mother wants here with our information dissemination today.
Information dissemination. L1, you will clarify your statement to me personally. Luna 9, your ideas may need to be more clear in this next session. The Novi. You have permissions to elaborate on the information from the book. Your information is concerning. The question has been asked. Why is it that human singularities cannot realize that limitations in the mind are what prevents them from expanding?
Well, it looks like she's trying to figure out what the root cause is. Like, why is it that human singularities are unaware of their own agency with thought.
Okay.
Why is it that human singularities are? Why cannot they realize the limitations? I think that's what she said. Her language is so strange to me.
Well, I like to go ahead and paraphrase it. I mean, she gives us. No, listen.
Why
seriously,
can't they realize
listen,
the limitations?
Listen very seriously.
What?
Mother gives us the biggest problems that we need to solve, and then we're supposed to come up with something pretty and something that humans can use, and then you tell the human and they come back at you with, this is impossible, I can't do this, who do you think I am? And I'm like, well, stay here.
It cannot be all learned in a day.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And you know what,
it's gonna
you guys,
take some time.
I'll be honest with you, it's not easy, and it's only not easy because when you have to confront getting over yourself and your old habits, man.
How hard was it for you, Luna, to confront yourself?
Woo!
Woo!
Man, I love
how hard was it
a
for
lot
you,
of
though?
Things, and I'd like to think I'm a pretty positive person, but sometimes I was pretty irritated. And the reason why, you guys, it's not that I was angry and like all these things at like people around me or anything, but it's just like the fact that like within my egoic system, my identity, I was plugging in new equations that potentially could change my identity as I knew it. And my egoic system didn't like that. And the fact that it was contradicting what it already knew, it was having like a battle of contradiction. So it like irritated me because it's almost just like,
give us your
do
battle
this
moves. Go ahead, give us your battle moves. Give us your battle moves. You got to have fun with it, right? Because if you don't have fun with it, you're going to go crazy.
Yeah.
Am I right about that?
Amen.
All right, good deal. So you were going nuts over this, Luna. How hard was it, though? How hard was it?
Man, it was really hard.
Did you want to quit? Did you want to beat somebody down?
You know
what? Did you want to just stop living altogether? That's what I want to know. Because there's thousands and thousands of people out there feeling really bad.
I hear a lot of people actually want to quit because it's just like, I don't want to put up with this. I don't have to do this. And it's just like, I'm just going to go back to what I did. Because people, sometimes you feel bad. You feel really bad and you feel like not worthy, or you feel stupid, or you feel like you're not getting things, or you just don't want to do it because you want to have your way. And it's not like, I want to have my way, but it's just like, you just don't feel like it's the right thing for you
but
to do.
But isn't a veil also feeling not worthy or feeling worthy?
That's just based on your limited understanding, and because you don't know how to control your emotions to a point where like things like that don't matter. And you can look past, you know, the self-worth and like having to prove yourself and having these defenses. When you don't know that yet, it will be really hard. Mm-hmm. Because I mean, you're doing all these things you didn't do before. You know, people really are usually pretty impulsive. Even when they think things true, in the end, it ends up being based on like an intention that is self-interested. You know, something that's good for me. That's based on survival. But man, it can be.
Thank
really
you, Luna.
Hard.
Breaking this down for me in your point of view before I give my two cents. Think about the human system. Okay, mm-hmm. Can you break down the understanding of the system in which we live?
Well, that's a loaded question.
No, I know. We're not going to talk
because the system is so complicated.
He ordered the loaded potatoes with everything on it.
I mean, well, I would think it's one of the first steps in understanding inner veils. Like, why do people have such debilitating thoughts and belief systems?
Yeah.
First of all, there's a lack of understanding of a few things. Number one, the system and where they live, and we mean not your
environment.
We mean your body.
The body,
because that's where the inner veils take place. Well, kind of. Some people would debate it doesn't, but
I mean, Elle, like you know just as much as we do, like the reactions that like your body has when it's not used to like chemicals. And I mean, she can tell you guys all about it because she's been through it as well.
I wouldn't know this.
You know,
where
can
I pick up the movie, the video?
Luckily,
no, I mean,
it wasn't
this body of mine gets upset, gets angry, and I got to tell it to be quiet. And think about that for a second, right? I actually know it's getting angry, and I got to tell it that, hey, pipe down, Chachi, because it starts getting nervous, and the chemicals start releasing, and that's based on what it thinks, the egoic system thinks is dangerous or not dangerous. And then all of a sudden, you know, I got to deal with a body that's acting a little bit weird, and, you know, What do you got? What do you got for me before I keep talking?
Well, you know, first of all, the body is where, I would say, the place where one of the systems that people don't really know that much about. I mean, how much do you know about your body? People don't know that much about it. All they know about it is when it's healthy, when they think it's healthy, and when it's dying.
So I'm looking at your slides, right? I'm looking at your slides.
Yeah, well, it's made up of several components,
right,
the body.
The egoic system is what you got up there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right, the egoic system.
Yeah, and that's one.
We talk
it's
about
a big one.
Are we going to talk about the egoic system at any given time?
Yes.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
Sprinkled throughout the month.
Well,
yeah.
One thing I did want to mention before we like move on to the egoic system, in terms of what L1 and the Novi were talking about, the last thing to understand, you know, like all these changes in the information and embrace it will be your body. So even when you mentally, even spiritually, and even maybe emotionally understand the information and are aware of it, your body will be the last to understand it. So it will release chemicals based on your past understandings and habits. So you just have to like really like be aware of it and just like calm yourself down and understand that it's just a process. And before you know it,
mother is accepting of your information dissemination. The question has been asked. How can the humanist singularities reassess their thoughts to create awareness of the inner veils?
So you got the egoic system as number one. You got the emotional system as number two. And I don't think there's any order to this. They're just there.
No,
and
no
then
order.
There's the brain,
mm-hmm.
right? Your brain, mm-hmm. what does that say? Your brain.
Your neural system.
Neural system. Mm-hmm. And your spiritual system along with the...
The spirit part
and the ether.
Some people call it the ether. Some people call it the spirit. I just wanted to bring like kind of like a universal name towards it. So
no,
say
that's good. Yeah. We're just trying to decipher the information dissemination. What do you think Mother's going to do with it?
You asking me? What do you think?
Yeah, you know, she asked us this question. We got to break it down. We got to talk to our people. We broadcast our transmission before, you know, whatever, and we get the feedback from the folks out there.
Well, just to reiterate the question,
so
it's pretty
much.
So,
what do you think, Mother? I'm trying to answer the question based on what Mother might want from this.
I'm just reiterating it for our fellow friends. What she asked is, why do humanist singularities not realize that limitations in the mind are what prevents them from expanding? What do you think? Comment below.
All right, so Elle, all right, let's talk about the egoic system really quickly. Elle, what can you give me on the egoic system?
The egoic system? Well, first of all, I think that it's one of the most highly misunderstood systems, if not probably
you
the most.
You dealt with teaching people. Come on, egoic system.
It's one of the most misjudged, misinterpreted, and misunderstood systems that we got out there. That's basically where your ego is. Which consists of the chemicals in your brain, consists of your emotions, but more importantly, consists of your past associations, your belief systems, your passions, whatever drives you. And those all went flush down the toilet.
That's right.
So that's what that consists of. Now, a lot of people don't realize that a lot of the times when people say they can't undo a habit, or they can't shake a habit, or they can't seem to get their lives together, a lot of the time that's subconscious programming.
And that's El Cuco telling you that if you go there, you may not come back.
Yeah.
So that's the emotional, the egoic system.
Mm-hmm.
L1, what can you tell me on the emotional system? You can crisscross and converse back and forth as much as we can, but we got to break this down.
The emotional system, I think, is basically the chemicals in your brain and the thoughts that create your overall emotional makeup as a person. I mean, like, people, like, I think if you've ever asked somebody...
I disagree with that so much, because I think that emotions are based on chemicals.
I think the thoughts
harvest
propel the emotions.
Luna, save me here. What do you think of the egoic system, Luna, and as far as the veils go? And what do you think about the emotional system? Emotional system, chemicals or real life? What is it?
Chemicals or real life? What a weird question.
You see something, you get scared, a chemical is released, you act funny, or you see someone say something about you because you got a neural network telling you that you're worthless. You're going to get mad because someone's speaking Spanish, German, French, or something in that line. And I want to tell you, you should learn a different language.
I think that the brain reacts, and like all the senses as well, because it's also, you know, your body.
But is it real? Is it part of the veils? Is it real?
You know, what I think it is, it's whatever the brain perceives to be real, based upon that, what it is afraid of within its limitations of understandings, it will react accordingly.
See, I can't work with that.
So then, henceforth, it will release the chemicals according to how it reacts to it. That's what I think.
Okay,
so,
the reason I can't work with that is this. Look, if you're going to tell a fellow limited singularity...
Okay, hello. I want to hear this.
Hello, fellow singularity. How are you doing there? Well, I'm feeling really sad today. I don't know what to do. Oh, my God. Oh, I see. Well, at that moment, the Novi has to think about something really important. Do I give him the answer to the quest, to the problem, so he can move on with his life? Or does he want to linger there for a period of time? If this were money, and you needed $20 to get into the store and go buy what you want, let's say $100.
Okay.
Right? And I got that money, and it means nothing to me to give it to you. I go, here's $100. Go get it. Do you want to linger on with that emotion? Well, I just want to cry a little more. Don't give me the money. Meanwhile, I'm looking at the time. I'm like, sir, I got to be somewhere in about a few minutes. You're either going to take the $100 or not. Wait a minute. I just want to cry some more. How do you want to handle that? Because when you tell a fellow limited singularity that your emotions are real,
I don't know. The way I think about it isn't...
You know what I'm saying?
This might not be like parallel with what you're saying or fit
Look,
with it.
Everything you say is parallel. Or perpendicular. But it's okay. Time
very
up.
Nice. So the way that I see it, it's just like, you know, it's based on a window of opportunity, based on the amount of time I wish to spend on that person, based on also, you know, the path I choose to take and the things
See,
I have
but
to
again,
do.
Again, that deals with evaluation, how
of
much
course.
Time I want to spend with that person.
Yes.
And that's another veil.
Indeed.
See,
but
that's
it's also
issue.
Based on projection of your path if you're aware of it. Now, if you have to be somewhere, let's say you want to be to work on time, and you're projecting that you're going to have a fantastic work,
true.
You know,
All right.
kind of like perception and how people see you, and like pretty much like you're all over, you know, composite work. You know, you want to get to work on time.
All right, we're not gonna get to the bottom of this like right,
right.
away. But
I hope
can
you
we
guys
see
know
some
what
of
I'm
the
saying.
Issues? Can we see some of the issues here?
Yeah. I mean,
are we in agreement?
Yeah, I would say so.
Let me break down in mine in bullet points.
Oh boy.
Ready?
Okay.
Bullet point number one: if you're feeling bad, it's a perception that you have. Okay. Number two, your environment can make you feel bad. You know, mom, dad, pop, people in the school and stuff like that, and they can really put that pressure on you so you feel bad, right?
Oh yeah.
So that, you know, these are all very real.
It's called manipulation.
Right. These are very realistic or experientials that you have, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you're not strong enough to know better, you're gonna fall into the perception issue that maybe they're right, or you know, they're bothering me, or but the real problem there is that you wanted to feel like you were part of a group and then they're shunning you and you cannot handle that rejection. That's a real problem.
Hey, do you guys remember that show was like, you are the weakest link?
Yeah.
You talk about
that.
Major rejection there.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You see what I'm getting at with that? So bullet point number one is that If you're going to play with the game of your emotional status and not realize that they're chemicals and you got to let them wear off and then work with them and then you create new thoughts or create new chemicals, if you don't know that, it's like game over for you. You will always be manipulated by the next person that knows better or that has a stronger hold on you. So I don't want to teach or preach anybody that those are issues that they should, you know, be looking at. Oh, this is the real thing. I go, no, listen, just take the $100, hurry up and go buy your stuff. As soon as you buy that, you might have another opportunity to fix something or to do something you really wanted to, which will make better chemicals for you. That's what my bullet point on that. Okay. Does that make sense?
It does.
So the egoic system and the emotional system are kind of tied in together at that moment.
Okay.
And then the brain and your neural system, which hold the patterns together in your brain, right?
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, hold that together. But if you allow them to go by themselves and do whatever they want to, then I think that's the moment you're going to lose. I think that's the moment where you're going to turn around and you're going to say, well, this is reality. How do I change it? I can't change it. So be it. I'm going to live this way forever. You keep your $100. So you'll never get to the spiritual side, I think, if you keep doing that.
No, I'm going to have to agree with you there. That I can come to an agreement there.
Yes.
Indeed.
So can come to a
I don't even get a point. I spoke too soon. Did I really get flagged?
Too quick to judge.
Yes.
So I have a question for you guys. Based on this fantastic slide that L1 and myself have put together for you with lots of love, tell us, which one is the one system that you have the most trouble with? Comment below.
So is it either their emotional system, egoic system, neural system, or what was it, the spirit system?
Let us know and why.
All right, so we know that there are problems in the veil. So the veils are illusions that we create. This is what I'm understanding. Illusions created that we have to deal with. They were intended to be experiences that we could have, but we got so far down the rabbit hole that we think that the veils are the reality.
Correct.
Which technically speaking, they are the reality because that's the real part you have to live for your experience.
Oh, yeah.
But as Luna was mentioning earlier, if you want to have a good day, you project it, right? Now you're altering probability, possibility into having a better way of living, which enacts what's that law again that they use a lot?
The law of attraction.
The law of attraction because you're projecting. But even if you don't project, you're still doing the law of attraction because you're projecting misery.
And you know what, Novi? What I found out, like,
I mean,
even
you can't get out of it.
Even
it's true.
If, like, sometimes, you know, if I feel like I'm having a bad day or, like, let's say I'm trying to project my day to be, like, the best possible day for me that I could ever imagine for what I want in my life, right? Because it's based on what I personally want to experience. Let's say something came across and it just kind of made me feel a little icky or a little bad. You feel the mood kind of start to diminish.
Luna 9, icky, never.
You feel the mood. You feel like the mood kind of like dimmed down and you just like feel like the energy kind of like diminishing and you feel kind of lumpy and bad and sometimes you have even like bad thoughts. That's only natural because it's just an effect that kind of just like sometimes hit you and all you have to do is like keep pushing. No, even if you can't visualize it just yet, like just think of like the feeling of like your good day and like what you want. And even if you can't see it, if you keep thinking about it, like it will just begin to like come back to you. You know what I mean?
All right, so.
So I know that sounds kind of weird, but try that.
So, okay, L, bring us home on this.
Mm-hmm.
Inner veils.
Well, I mean, inner veils, first of all, to summarize, they're basically the lies you make up in your head. Veils at one point were meant to be...
Based on perceptions
belief systems. They're originally meant to be used like an illusion, like a... I always keep saying the word tool. They're supposed to actually help you out with your experience, but unfortunately, it seems that people are so deep down in their own veils, they think that the veils are their ultimate reality. However, these veils have stagnated people, caused a lot of setbacks, depressions, rage fits, loss of any kind, conflict.
I wouldn't even use the word have stagnated. I'll just take that word right out and go, bloop, throw it in the ocean, go.
You mean stagnated?
Stagnated people, that's
well.
It. Why are you so kind? I don't get it. I want to fix.
Some people might be waking up.
All right, so does that make sense? Is that good?
I think we can come to that agreement, yeah.
All right, so we're going to run through the slideshow a little later, but some of the things that you're saying is who cares about veils. Okay, what do you think your depression comes from?
Oh, boy.
Seriously, where do you think it comes from? Mama? No, it doesn't come from mama. DNA? Well, you know, you can alter it. If your DNA is so bad, just jump out the window. Don't jump out the window. I'm kidding. But what I'm saying is, if you feel so helpless, then be helpless and be done with it. Enjoy your helplessness. Why fight it? So if you're not helpless, though, and it's not just your DNA, and you want to do something about it, then look at the veils. Look at the veil. Start studying them. Understand them. Get out of them. Start using the law of attraction to get you out of there, right?
It's
then you wouldn't
true.
Have the setbacks. You wouldn't have the depression. And you wouldn't have the raging fits of madness because you feel like you can't get ahead in life. Because the only head you got is the one between your shoulders.
Yeah, I think that will give you, like, that bit more courage to, like, set out and do something that might assist you. Like, you know, if you're feeling helpless and, you know, you just kind of, like, you say, hey, you know, I don't have to feel helpless. And it might take a little while. But, you know, that will maybe give you enough power that even if you're having a lot of, like, actual difficulties in your life, whether it's just, like, finances or job security or family issues or, like, marital problems or anything like that, you know, it will give you that much strength. Because if you're in a negative mood, it will only make things worse and aggravate others around you, I promise. So just, you know, try to, like, gain control of yourself first before you, you know, try to take control of other things as well.
It will make things better.
Definitely got that.
Did you get mother?
Yes. So, I mean, you know, if we're looking at what's the first thing that humanity can do, I would say, first of all, you're not going to be able to save the world in 45 minutes, I say. So, first of all, awareness is the key.
I can.
We can acknowledge and we can all agree that there's obstacles outside of ourselves and systems in place that do stop us from reaching our full potential. This is true. I'm not going to deny that.
Are we going to discuss this or are we going to let people hang?
Well, people must also know that there are systems of thought in the inside that have caused your own obstacles.
With $101,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 follows. Why are we even involving ourselves with this mess?
When you say involving ourselves, do you mean like...
Why would Mother ask me to actually spend time on this?
I think because it's still not working. That's why
okay,
there's 100
bajillion...
Okay,
so how are we going to be any different? What are we doing?
I think the reason is sometimes, even though they can be accurate with the way that these self-help books go about things, it's not to a deep enough root that it will pluck out the hair by its root. You know, it's just kind of like, you know, when you shave your head or you wax, it's just like you just go zhoop and you shave it and it's like, oh, it's smooth. And then like a few days it's there again. But if you like pluck it out with the root and everything, it'll also be smooth, but it will take a lot longer for it to grow back. It will have to take time for it to evolve again if it ever comes back. So
but,
I think,
but that's a symptom. I'm asking, why are we the solution? What are we doing? What
why
are we going to do? Are we going to break this down the right way and offer our fellow limited humana singularities the ability to do anything? What are we promising here?
I'm
all about the solution.
Well, I think we offer a holistic solution. We're going to have to address this from several angles. We're going to have to look at your emotional system, egoic system, your brain, your body, your health. We're going to have to look at the spiritual side of you. We're going to have to look at, you know, other resources outside that we've cross-referenced to help us out. Because yeah, Luna's right. Not all of them are. We're not saying all self-help books are bad. We're
I got
not.
A question. Real quick, because this makes it or breaks the deal. Luna 9, has TAP helped you? Has the information here on our USO helped you at all? Here in Cyber Tokyo, has our training helped you at all? Has it turned you around, and why? And then L, I want you to answer the same question, because folks are listening and they're probably all confused. And what the heck? I'm okay. I'm all right. It's a normal argument, for crying out loud. It's not that bad. Lie. Anyway, so Luna, has it helped? What does it do for you?
Well, obviously, the answer would be yes. And I think one of the reasons is because what they give me, it's very true. And I'm like, oh, it's true. I believe it now. And yes, it's not like that. I'm talking about like the information is very true in a very functional level. It's not biased towards me or anything like that. It is a basic function on how things work. And I know that kind of sounds very like on a shallow level, but it's not. And I think that's one of the things, is that it was very neutral information. You know, it wasn't biased or distorted based on the personality or identity of who wrote it or the target audience that they were trying to reach for, whether they were middle-aged people or teenagers or, you know, mid-20s, early 30s, stuff like that. None of that. You know, it's just something very neutral that works for everybody.
Okay, okay.
So that was one of the things that really helped me out, is that it gave me an actual mathematical equation that is more conceptual. That's not like A, B, C, D equals toast, you know? And it's like, oh, I want toast, so I must do A, B, C, D. No, it's not like that. It's just, it works with a lot of variables on a moment-to-moment basis.
All right,
and
all right. You're all excited? You're all excited, L1? What do you got?
Well, has this knowledge, has the information as tough helped me? Answer is yes. And it's helped me on, I would say, a lot of practical matters as well. I think when people first hear about being helped on a holistic level, they think either flower power or they think just like some kind of hippie hypothetical spiritual theories that have no practical application, and not at all. I mean, I was able to get the practical solutions that I was able to do to actually apply the knowledge. It's one thing to get the knowledge, it's another thing to be guided into applying the knowledge. That's very important, because that creates real change is when you apply that knowledge and when you keep doing it on a consistent basis. So answer is yes, short answer.
Well, what short answer that is. So I think that a lot of folks out there deserve an opportunity, not a second chance. You don't deserve a second chance. If someone gives you a second chance, you're going to ruin it anyway. And I'll tell you why. It's because you don't have the knowledge. That's really it. What you deserve is an opportunity to express yourself, to become that which you can become, not the neighbor becoming. You become that which you can become by exploring the knowledge, becoming better at what you can do, what you can, you know, overcome, and then make yourself a better person that way. And I think the only way to really do it is to do the learning how to learn, really breaking things down to the you know, nitty gritty.
The learning how to learn, you guys, is essential.
And then reconstructing yourselves, right? And then learning how to do a projection of yourself into the world that you want. And then understanding that the spirituality is always a part in your journey. You're never left alone. Now, I go back to my statement. So then, if you want to be Christian, Buddhist, Muslim, whatever you want to be, it doesn't really matter at that point, because you're projecting that goodness onto yourself and forward. And then you can encompass more. Now, if you keep an open mind, you'll learn a lot more, a lot faster, and you become a better person in a short amount of time. Now, it's not easy, because the people around you right now are probably holding you into a grid, and your thoughts are holding you into a grid. So right now, it's not going to be the easiest thing in the world. But if you practice it just a little bit every day, and make a journal, okay, make yourself accountable for it, you'll find yourself in a wonderful place in no time, less than a month, or anywhere from a month to 6 years, to
and
a
you,
year.
And you know what? I think one of the big things is, first of all, having enough courage to pretty much realize and accept the fact that you know, it is within you to create your own reality. Like, it's up to you to create your own reality, and it's either you take ownership of yourself and your reality and create it in a positive manner, or however you choose, really. Or, you know, you can just let it autopilot itself, and it's based on impulsiveness and how other things around you, you know, allow you to respond to it on autopilot. So yeah, it's really up to you.
Well, that's it for us. I guess hopefully Mother's listening, and she'll grab our information and I guess break it down into bite sizes or something.
Oh, yum.
Is that what's going to happen?
I think so, and then ask more questions.
All right, well, this is the Novi. I am going to tell you a few little tricks and little things you can do. You can call us live, actually, at 646-716-9512 at Block Talk Radio, when we're actually live on the radio. And you can go there easily by going to blocktalk.becomethesource.com. If you miss any of our episodes, you can go there as well. Also, what you can do is you can go to live.becomethesource.com and get to watch us live and get to call in and chat with us. And find out, you know, how humorous I really am not, or, you know, whatever. But also, if you are already in the arena of doing social media or a nonprofit or something like that, we'd like to extend our hand out to you and teach you all about your own shop.com through the Dynexum, which is Dynamic Economic Exchange for Social Media. Very simple to do. We figured it out for you guys, because we want you to succeed and not say please. Also, you can get our our videos over there on YouTube. So go to youtube.becomethesaurus.com and get to know us a little bit better. Don't forget to subscribe so we can tell you what's going on. But give us your comments and your concerns and everything else. That way when we have our board meetings, or we can go ahead and ask the brothers or off-world, we'll ask about you as well. Also, a really good place to find us is at Facebook. You can go to facebook.becomethesaurus.com, take your right there, and go ahead and become a member of our little organization there, and get to learn. I want to know what's on your mind. I need to know what's on your mind, because I already know what's on my mind. And, I know what's going to happen at the end of the thing here. You know what's going to happen, right? Does everybody know what's going to happen here? Is it just me?
We're all gonna die.
Look, so let's make it a party all the way down to the last day, okay? That's what I'm saying. Let's party hardy all the way back. Also, if you guys are in the mood for buying something and your bank is not giving you enough money for the amount of money you're putting in there, and the tax collector is getting you, how about getting some free money? Cashback. Go to cashback.becomethesaurus.com. Buy the very same things that you always buy: household toilet tissue, tires for your car. I don't care what it is. We got a little mascot, a little bunny. We buy the food. We go in there. We bought a light the other day for our little USO here, and we went over there, and they were shocked because we bought it on the phone. We got our cash back, and I said stop. I already got it in the car. Oh, what do you mean you got in the car? What do you mean you got in the car? I want some money.
You mean the shopping cart?
Yeah, I want some money too. I go, here you go. Go to cashback.becomethesaurus.com and make yourself rich by all the things you're already buying. So, and that's really about it. You can reach us at After Hours at afterhours@becomethesaurus.com. You can always reach us because we're real people. You can call us 347-868-7338. And with that, I will say it's been a great day today. Thanks to our wonderful cast here. Thanks, guys, so much. We're going to run through the slideshow real quick. Any last words, my friends?
Go ahead. Well, glad to be here once again for the new year. Looking forward to helping all of you. So stay tuned for next next coming Lifecast.
Well, you guys, once again, it's been a wonderful time being with you guys. And thank you so much for, all of your love and support. And I can only hope that this helps you guys out. And I hope you guys had an awesome, awesome new year. And see you here again soon. Don't forget to subscribe. Love you guys.
And as for me, I love you very much. For all those wonderful, esoteric people that actually want real answers to the real questions, trust me and my brothers, we get along just fine. I say, hey brother, what's the meaning of life? And he goes, brother, you don't need to know that right now. But that's the way I am. It's the way I roll. I want the real answers so I can give them to you. I love you. Peace out. And don't forget to subscribe. Let us know that you exist. And as I promised, we're going to run the slideshow all the way for you right now. We'll set it all the way to the beginning, as you can tell right now. So stand by. As you can see, the wonderful slideshow coming up in 2 seconds. Ah!